So, namaste, welcome to this guided contemplation session. As we have been doing, we are taking some time to go through some real life situations with students and working through a contemplative process, just because it's easier to see how it works when you're seeing it work as anything. So I am here today with Maggie. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
And thanks for volunteering to do this. I'm sure it'll help everyone. So do you want to just get us started by just explaining what's led you to volunteer for this, what's going on in your life or in your awakening that's kind of prompted you to do this?
It's a repeated pattern. I'm feeling very emotional about it, so we'll see how we go.
Just take your time, it's absolutely okay.
I feel I can't fit everything into my life. I feel that I'm restricted by aspects of my life that I have to consider whenever I want to do something that I want to do. And it's coming up hugely at the moment. The minute there's anything, there's just been an example of something planning ahead for in a year's time, and part of me is really excited and part of me is absolutely, how am I going to do that? How are we going to sort this? And it's just been overwhelming. This time it's come up. We were discussing it about 4 o'clock this morning, and I really allowed the emotion, which was good. So I was listening to the GP Q&A, and a lot of questions came up. So that's it, basically, in a nutshell.
Okay, so let's start by reminding ourselves that this is coming up now because it's ready for releasing.
Yeah.
And we can't really release it until we can release it. And it's happening because you're succeeding. It's coming up because it no longer fits in with what you've seen yourself to be. It's not because we're doing anything wrong. It's always good to just remind ourselves of that, isn't it? Because it can often feel like, why is this still here? Why is it popping up? And
yeah, I really got that from the GP Q&A.
Okay, so as we're coming to see that whatever's going on in our life is a reflection, a mirror image of what we're holding inside, a certain energy level field, a way of seeing something, an attitude, a belief. So we find out what that story is by looking at the emotions. So you've mentioned kind of overwhelm already. Is there any other emotions that come with this?
Yeah.
It might be several.
There's guilt.
Guilt,
I don't know whether this is an emotion, but responsibility. There's a lot around that.
Yeah, like kind of a burdened feeling, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, huge.
Okay, so just for the purpose of this session, which one of those emotions is kind of shouting loudest in this? Ooh. If you could say, or which one would you like to look at? Because obviously as we work this through, you can apply it to the others. Sometimes the other emotions disappear when you work on one anyway, one main story. But just for time purpose,
really. I would say burden.
Okay. So our mind would say, I feel burdened because there's all these things I want to do and these things I have to do. But really, we can see that the situation in our life is a reflection of that feeling. I'm just feeling burdened for no reason. And the experience is reflecting that back to me. So not for no reason, but not because of what mind it says it is anyway.
Yeah, I understand you.
Yeah, perhaps clearer said. So if you could just take that feeling, responsibility, burden, what would it tell you? If it had a mouth to be able to kind of if it was a person and came and shook your hand and introduced itself, what would it say to you? What kind of story or belief is underneath that about you? Again, take your time with this. There's no rush at all. And there might be two or three. It doesn't have to be just one.
I'm not whether I'm getting this right, so maybe a bit more guidance, but initially that it's all on me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a good one to start with.
That I need more help.
Okay. I'm just taking a moment, take some time just to kind of search and see if there's anything else there might not be, but it's just kind of good to check, you know.
But I can't do it all.
Can't do it all, yeah. Okay.
So basically,
which one of those do you want to kind of look at really for this session? If you could pick one of those.
Either. Can't do it all, or it's all on me. I think can't do it all. I think
can't do it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll use that I statement. I feel like I can't do it all. I can't handle it, whatever the wording is that's right for you. And just turning that into a question for the purpose of contemplation. Is that really true that you can't do it all? And as you may or may not know, with contemplation, we're just asking the question together here. All we're doing is just asking the question, and we're just going to take some time with this question. And I'm just going to ask you to kind of let us know what answers come in response to that. And there may be many different types, thoughts, emotions, sensations in the body. If there's a sound in the environment, if you get an itch or an ache, or even these words are kind of an answer because they're coming in response to the question. Anything and everything. There's no right answer, no wrong answer. And just lastly, it doesn't matter if there's long gaps between you speaking, telling us what answers are coming up. It's absolutely your own pace. So is it really true that I can't do it all?
There's emotion coming up.
Yeah.
Tears.
What's the emotion that's coming up?
Can't do it. There's also a, not this again, because I've looked at this many times.
So we've got, right off the bat there, we've got some emotional answers, we've got some thought answers, mind is talking about it, and although these may not feel pleasant, we're just doing our best to let them come, let them be. We're not judging any, you don't have to like them, but we can let them exist.
Just recognize the belief that I can't do it all. It's just all these, it's a lot of, well, if you do this, you can't do this. It's all that going on.
So mine is trying to,
yeah,
trying to work it through, isn't it? And that's okay. That's what mine does. We just, whatever answer comes, we're not grabbing it. We're not rejecting it either. We're just open to all the answers that want to come. And just every now and again, reminding of ourselves of the question, is it really true? I can't do it all, everything I want to do. Taking our time.
It feels a little bit calmer now.
So that's a kind of different answer, isn't it? A kind of feeling in the body.
Yeah, it feels I'm relaxing back into my chair. There's a relief at looking at it where before there was a resistance to looking at it.
Say that again, sorry, resistance.
Yeah, there's a release to the relief to the fact that I'm looking at it, where before it felt like a resistance because there wasn't any point as it comes up again.
The relief is kind of like almost an emotional answer, isn't it? A positive emotional answer. Yeah.
We can... So it feels, I feel.
And there's also some physical bodily answers of a little bit more relaxation.
Yeah.
Come with that.
The tension in my shoulders.
There's positive and negative bodily answers, relaxation, but I'm also aware of some tension in certain places. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's almost like I've allowed it now. Whereas before it was kind of hidden because I'm so tense. Now I've relaxed it. I've recognised that in the body.
So just reminding us that we're not working hard here at all. We're just open to see. We've asked the question and we're just open. I don't have to do any work at all here. We're just sitting together with this question, seeing what happens, what answers want to come.
There's a bit of a, I'm going to use my hand, so there was kind of a relaxation, then there's a wave of, but you can't do it. So there's still the yo-yos going on.
And it's because as we're open with the question, any energies that have been trapped around this can begin to move. You might feel waves of, you know, something that we might call negative, like sadness or apathy, some kind of feeling like that. There's no point trying to fix this, you know, that kind of feeling.
It's, I don't know if it's fear or guilt or a bit of both about. I don't want to be specific, but about.
Well, we can just say that there. We don't need to really say what they're about. You can just say there's emotions coming up, emotional answers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not trying to overthink it. We don't need to do anything with the answers. We're just observing, watching what happens, letting our body feel them as much as possible. Don't have to like them again, just letting them be.
It's subsided again now that I'm doing that.
These waves might come as energies can move now in the openness. You kind of feel when the story's in place, our body's tense, our mind is tense, our whole stature is kind of closed. And energies can't really move around inside the body there. They get sort of stuck. So one of the first things that happens quite often is they begin to move, emotions come up.
Yeah.
And all we need to do is just let them be there, but staying open to any other answers. Or is it really true? I can't do it all.
There's a little bit of a battle going on with it's not going to resolve it doing it this way. Yeah. Do you know, is it true, but there's still there. Something trying to jump up and down and scream in my face.
And that's okay, it's another type of answer. Mine's, you know, talking. And there's a certain kind of knowing. I know it's not true, but also, you know, I don't really 100% believe that yet, and it's okay.
I find it harder in a way because I have a certain knowing of it, but there's a resistance to allowing it fully.
Well, that resistance we can just view as another type of answer.
Yeah.
It's just another answer. It's allowed to exist completely.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answers.
It's okay that. I can't quite get that at the moment.
Yeah, it's okay. We're not trying to do anything here. We're not trying to have a breakthrough. We're just sitting with the question and watching all the answers that come up.
I think it's the not trying to do anything. First of all, that felt like, well, that's not going to help. But now that feels like a relief again. Just looking at it.
Yeah. And that's all we're doing in the contemplation is we find the question and our only work is to remind ourselves of the question every now and again and be this open space where any answer that wants to come can come. That's enough by itself, just like that.
With how coming up as well. I don't need to know how.
So again, more kind of mind answers, minds trying to talk about it, and we're just letting that happen.
There's a suddenly a wave of tiredness. It's been quite immense for just a couple of days. Good to be looking at it.
So again, a kind of bodily answer, just a sense of feeling very tired. It's okay. Whichever answer needs to come will come. There's no end to this process. There's no goal. We're just relaxing here with this question.
I'm on a wave again, so it's, no one really understands.
So just being open, allowing the emotion best you can. Your body knows what to do with this emotion when it plays. You can just feel it as much as you can. You don't have to be superwoman right now, just as much as you can. Anything is allowed to exist inside you as an answer. We're not going to like some of them so much. I'm going to like some of them more. But we can allow them to be.
There's a strong pulsation on my eyes and nose, just something wanting to release. There it comes.
It's just reminding ourselves of the question, is it really true? I can't do it all.
Yeah, good reminder, actually, timely.
So because our mind is going to want to try to do something with this process to get somewhere. Yeah. We're just putting the brakes on. We're just sitting with the question. We don't need to do anything here. It's not a doing this, is it? It's just a being here with the question. And in the openness of the question, whatever needs to happen is happening.
Have very negative thought that comes up quite a lot recently, which I'm not going to say out loud. That makes me feel really bad.
So there's a thought answer and there's an emotion with it. Just allowing it to be. Just bringing yourself back to the question and just the openness of that. What other answers want to come to this question?
There's a peace again and a recognition that even though this isn't a doing, being with this question will release and enable, because the beliefs will lessen.
And each time we have these answers, emotions, thoughts, just in the openness of the question, we are shifting our ability to believe this thought more. So, you know, we might start off feeling that we absolutely believe this and it feels so very true. Mm. And then just sitting like this a few minutes each day with this question, we cannot come out of a session like that as able to believe it. We might be down to 95%, then 90, and then 70 each time we sit. We don't have to climb mountains here today, do we? We're just allowing whatever needs to occur.
It's the mind jumping up and saying yes, but it'll just come back again. Just from the beginning type thing.
Maybe the only thing that needs to shift here is how we handle this when it comes up. Do we switch to the question faster and faster each time? That's all we're doing, isn't it?
It feels with a belief that it feels more difficult to do without guidance.
Mm-hmm. Just letting that thought come. We don't need to do anything about it. Is it really true? I can't do it all. Can't do it all.
I just had a flicker of, it's gone now, but there was a flicker of, shouldn't still be doing this, shouldn't be here. You know what I mean? I don't mean in this session, you know what I mean?
It's just another thought answer, isn't it? Mine's trying to talk about it. It's okay. How's your body feeling now?
There's Jim, just going to grab a drink. Up and down. I do feel very tired.
Maybe that tiredness is a kind of relaxation happening. Yeah,
it feels like that type of tiredness.
Slowing down. Yeah. And that's okay, isn't it? For myself, sometimes my body just felt very, very heavy as I started to let go of some of this tension that had been in there. If somebody turned the gravity up somehow a little bit, you know.
Yeah. There's a mind answer that there's a situation tomorrow that may prove difficult, as in, how am I going to do it all?
So
situations that are going on.
Noticing mind trying to think about it, it's okay. They're just thought answers. We're just letting them happen. Coming back to the question, the openness.
The waves are not so huge.
And it might keep coming for a little while, a little surge of emotion here and there. It's okay. Yeah.
Just had a, you don't have to do it all.
Yeah. So there's another thought answer. It's a more positive one. It feels nicer, but it's, again, it's just another answer. It's okay. It's welcomed and staying open.
Things that are coming up, I almost can't grab them now. They're just coming up and disappearing.
So more and more, we're just being that openness, aren't we? In which the answers are just coming and going. And the longer we sit like this, the more the answers, thoughts, the emotions tend to be positive, what we'd call positive. Relaxation, relief. Better feeling thoughts. And that's happening by itself. We're not making that occur. It's just frequencies are transmuting themselves in the openness into higher frequencies. You might find that they also slow down a little bit too.
Yeah. Feeling them. Calmer.
Good.
There's a mind answer. Is it really resolving it? Well, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
I know doing this. And it almost clears it out.
It's just switching to a different way to be with this when it happens, isn't it? That we're Just going into that open question, letting go of trying to fix anything around this.
Mine's still trying to fix and trying to resolve. Actually, it's trying to say how it resolved this.
Yeah, that's okay. It can do. Yeah. It can say whatever it wants to say. It's welcome. It's not really going to understand how just asking a question is going to make a difference. And it's okay. Just the question itself is doing the work here. Is this really true, actually?
Mind's trying to get busy with, you need to do this, you need to do that.
You might notice that the feeling of those thoughts have changed more, that they're just thoughts coming and going.
Just still a residual minor anxiety in the body.
Yeah. And that's okay. It's a kind of emotional, physical answer. And that's always been there for us. We're just feeling it clearer because we're open to kind of, we're sort of paying more attention to what's happening rather than being lost in our thoughts.
Putting some pressure on my head now.
A kind of energetic answer there. And more we can see that it's really whether we're entertaining the assumption or whether we're asking the question that really determines how we feel in any moment. That when we're listening to the stories, we feel these kind of contractions and emotions. And more and more as we're just being with the question, that is doing the work for us here.
I feel like I'm in meditation now.
You might begin to notice at a certain point a different type of answer, which is the kind of noumenon, the quietness, the silence, beingness, whatever we're calling it, the awareness that's watching all these answers come and go. It's not the right answer still. It's just not a phenomenal answer. It's just here.
Yeah,
it's not better than the thoughts and the phenomenal answers coming and going. It's just another type of answer. Just allowed to be here like everything else.
It's a lot easier to welcome.
Say that again, sorry?
It's a lot easier to welcome.
Yeah. Some answers, like we said, we'll like more than the others, but all are allowed to exist, aren't they?
It's felt like the seesaw's tipped. You know, I can even stay with my eyes open, it doesn't matter. It's not a thing to be at. It is.
So just reminding ourselves of the question again, is it really true? I can't do it all. And noticing that might feel different for you now when you ask that inside. And we don't have to get to a point where we are totally free of this belief here today. We're just noticing that each time we do this, we are shifting and losing our ability to completely entertain this idea and therefore keep experiencing it. Just the question and the openness.
There's still something trying to resolve, but just letting that be.
Yeah, it's okay. It's totally allowed to exist.
Because I know that there are practical steps to be taken, which will be more successful in from this place than how
they'll just been. Arise out of here, won't they? The body will just do what it does. And those will be answers to when they come, when the body moves like that. Those will be answers to this question. The more we're just sitting with the question, energetically at least, even if our body's moving around doing things, we still can be with this question. Is this really true? More and more kind of curious. I really would like to see, is this actually true? This openness, this lightness, this curiosity is something we can cultivate here with a question. It feels nice in itself to just be open.
Just a little bit of something jumping up. We've done this before.
Yeah, and that's okay. And each time we do this, we're falling more in love with how it feels to be in this kind of contemplative stance. Your body relaxing a bit more now?
It's quite strange, it is very. And then there's something I can hear in the background in the house that is part of one of the things that the burden, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's still there.
We're still there, but different, feeling different in that openness, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're not trying to get rid of anything here. In that, as that openness of the question, it's very more and more difficult by the second to grasp a hold of anything, any answers that are coming and going, any thoughts, any sounds, any sort of potential triggers, anything like that. It can just happen. It can just be there. You don't really need to do anything with them in this openness.
I'm just drifting off into stuff I need to do there. It's okay.
Yeah. So how do you feel now when you kind of and ask yourself that question? Do you feel differently? Does it not feel quite so heavy?
It was feeling very, very gentle. It's been a little bit come back up. Just a little bit. But that's okay. It feels okay to have that.
Wherever you are with this is wherever you are, right?
Yeah, there's a definite don't want to feel how I was feeling earlier still.
And maybe you can see that is in your control. With the openness of the question, you can't suffer with this, even if it's still going on.
There's a resistance to that statement. Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah.
Resistance because it felt like I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I'd have done some contemplation on it and with Ian too. And in the moment, there was moments where I felt I couldn't allow it all. I couldn't relax.
So that is just going to be another answer, isn't it? That feeling when that happens, it can just be another answer. Anything that happens when you're asking the question is an answer. Even if somebody knocked on your front door or the phone rung or whatever's going on, even this feeling, I can't do this contemplation. Can't do it right now. It's just, you're kind of handling everything from the same open attitude. This is just another answer. It's not less or more important than any other answer. It's just whatever's coming up in response to the question in those moments.
My question. in those moments where it feels huge. And I can just about know that it's coming up because it's ready to be released further. I can just about reach that.
Hmm.
It feels so bad.
So in those moments, we're not trying to do anything. You can just say, these are the answers right now to my question. These negative emotions, these thoughts, these things, experiences are simply answers. I'm just noticing the answers, as if that's all you can do somehow now, is just notice answers.
Yeah, I think I was getting to that in the early hours when I was contemplating. I was kind of recognising that, but I couldn't quite grasp
it. Yeah. There'll be times as this comes up again that the answers switch back to a little more negative, but overall, as you're asking, then they're going to be improving. The phenomenal answers are going to be improving in their frequency, higher and higher frequencies. More peace and relaxation around this. When the waves of emotion come up, not quite so intense, not quite so resisted. And just taking some time to do this every day, 10 minutes, wherever you can, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And all we need to do is remember the question as soon as we can, as it's triggered, just to remember the question.
Yeah.
And if you need to write it down, take it somewhere, you know, stick it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Just so it's there when you need it. And then there's no more work to do, just to notice the answers, just to notice answers. These are just answers. Everything in your life is answers to this question. They begin to be viewed from the same place. This is just an answer. I don't like this one as much. I like this one better, but they're just answers. Even this feeling, I can't do this on my own after we finish this session. Yeah. I won't be able to do it like this. It's just another answer, isn't it? A feeling and a thought answer, kind of. Lovely. So let's leave that there for this session here. Is there anything you want to ask about the process before we bring this to a close, or anything you want to say about the experience with it?
I think because this question's coming up now, I think just remembering that is just another answer is priority for me.
You could write that underneath your question, write your question, and then write underneath, this is just an answer.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to do with it. I don't have to do it.
Where my battle is, when it feels so overwhelming, and I can start contemplation, but the answers are so overwhelming as well.
Yeah.
You know, but if I can just remember that, I think that will help a lot.
Yeah. You can just remind yourself of that, right? There's going to be answers, some of them will keep coming back for a few times.
Yeah.
And then you're just practicing this openness of the question just this kind of attitude stance of whatever happens in response to the question is just an answer.
Yeah.
And they're all allowed to exist equally. We're not trying to find the right answer or the wrong answer. We're not trying to get rid of anything. The space inside your being to experience all of these answers. And we're not pushing any of them away. There might be resistance there to some of them. That's another answer too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be some resistance along with this feeling that it's too big, I can't do it. But they can just both be, resistance is kind of an energetic answer, and the thoughts and emotions are answers too there at the same time.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you for opening up and allowing us to see this process in action, because it's what helps. And hopefully you've got more confidence in the contemplative process itself. Maybe a reminder as well, the simplicity of it, to stay with the simplicity.
Yeah, but thank you. It's been really helpful, obviously, but yeah, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. And I will see you soon.
Yeah.